Hi there, Jan AL 7, Mike India has no traffic. Better than one, Jen.
Hey, I'll pass this over to Terry and with one link and we'll update the roster.
Well, yeah, I was looking at Gakona and, you know, things were looking good, even with Eielson a little bit earlier, and then all of a sudden everything went flat.
Can you see actually Gakona, Eielson and Gakona on my hit display went down as that 2000 Zulu.
Yeah, exactly. I saw 2000 Zulu, and there was a few scans there that looked good, and then for some reason, both of them just went off.
Yeah, they do that occasionally. I haven't quite understood what the problems are, but it may be that this stuff gets relayed through LDI back on the East Coast, and someplace on the link it went down.
Does that happen every day, or is it just today? All right. Okay, I came all the way across town. I left my vehicle over here at the garage, and I came all the way over here just to try to check in. I saw the scans a little looking good, and I got over here, and things are real dead. So I've got the recording anyway. I'm going to stick it on my webpage and keeping a track of these events.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
The stuff is 6 hours old now, really. Yeah, it is. Well, so far the data that I've collected, I'm getting about it's about 95% correlation between the scans. The day of the scans are there with good propagation, and when they're not, there's nothing.
That's exactly right. And the other factor that tends to affect us is if only you get both O and X traces.
Yeah, it's taken a while to get a handle on exactly how to read the traces and, you know, finding out the F2 layer is coming back, the altitude of that. It's very interesting that the altitude here, compared to some of the other scans, it's a lot lower than the other places around the world. Yeah, well, the day before when things are really hopping, I saw an F2 trace coming back from about 600.
Yeah, occasionally if things are really strong, the real key is that I don't know what gives us enough electron density in a fairly stable manner to cause the refractory layer to form, but we'll figure that out one day.
Yeah, I was looking at the space weather. I was taking the proton density, trying to. I figured for a while it was the proton density that was attributing to the good band conditions. And then that, even when that went down, you know, we had good band conditions. So there was no correlation. Surla wind didn't pan out. I can't find out what's making the ionograms appear the way they do. I wish I could get some long range prediction. Yeah, have you taken a look at the data that I've collected on the web page I set up?
Yes, I did look at that. It's very interesting. It's fairly lively.
Yeah, I've got to the point now where it's a commitment. I need to catch the audio for this 30-minute segment here and plug that in next to the ionograms, and it's been good because it's almost 100% correlation. I've talked to Jerry told me to contact Eric KL7AJ, which I did, because he's written a book that's published with the ARL about all about understanding the ionograms and the issue of propagation and how it forms, how it works. So I've been chatting with him a little bit on email, trying to get some information. And you know, I said when the traces are not there, there's no ionization. And he came back with something I completely overlooked, and that was D-layer absorption. And that's the reason that there's no propagation is D-layer absorption.
Yeah, I heard you discuss that. I'm a little bit skeptical of that. If you look at the D-layer absorption tonight, there is none.
Well, the polar cap absorption, you get north of 60 degrees north latitude. There's a huge level of attenuation, polar cap absorption, which is seems to be a thickening of the D layer. And I was watching that move right over us, where we're here in Fairbanks, and not so much down south. And during those days is when I could hear Larry, and people were down south, were talking to each other, but nobody was hearing us. Yeah, well, I'm hoping that, little by little, picking the brain there of Eric and, seeing exactly what factors are affecting the ionograms might give some heads up for some long-range prediction, but I'm really grateful for what data there is right now. It's been good, and 2 days ago was wonderful.
Yep, well, we're long-range now, about 5 minutes.
That's right, Jen. Well, I appreciate you being out there. You made my trip over right here worthwhile.
Okay, take it easy, guys. AL1WO.
All right, AL7MI.